The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, join this special time in prayer and begin living amazed.
So now is an act of faith. We drop every lie that the enemy has whispered to us. We drop every label he's placed on us. We are not divorced. We are not an adulteress. We are not a drunkard. We are not a drug addict. We are not the woman who had the abortion. We're not the woman who had the affair. And we drop all these labels at the foot of the cross, and we say, I am a daughter of the King of Kings.
Yes.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I know you're going to continue to be blessed as we talk about spiritual warfare. I'm Betty, and this is James.
Well, in the book Living Amazed, which is the way God wants us to live, if you look at the first four chapters of Acts, it'll be a great study for you. Over and over, the amazement of the people at the power of God is revealed. And I've had the joy of living amazed. Betty has. And one of the things that's so important to people is how to win in the area of spiritual warfare. The invisible realm has such powerful effect on the visible realm, but it's largely ignored, and that simply won't work. So what we're sharing with you is going to help you find the way to absolute victory in Christ. Doesn't mean, and here, please understand this, it's not freedom from the fight or the battle. It's freedom in the battle, to learn to stand and learn to stand together. We need one another. Be blessed as you watch the Living Amazed series, and I pray with all my heart you find the freedom our Father freely offers through the truth that sets us free. Now, I'm going to pray for you, but I want to tell you something. I led Cullen Davis to the Lord after the longest murder trial in history, and led Karen to a real deep walk with God. And I heard Cullen speak at her funeral. She died on her, I think it was probably on her birthday.
On his birthday.
His birthday. On his birthday. And it's really powerful what he said. He's read through the Bible now 99 times, cover to cover, since the biggest murder trial in history. And I had been set free, and I took Milt Green out to their house, and I said, Cullen, I led you to Jesus. I want Milt to tell you what Jesus does and give you his testimony. He was a carpet cleaner and got an eighth grade education, and Milt just started quoting scriptures. He said, let me give you my, I was a steel rigger and carpet cleaner and just bad and a druggie, and God saved me. And he said, now let me give you my testimony. And then he would start quoting the scriptures about who God says we are. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now remembering it. It was so unbelievable. This guy with eighth grade education, just the word flowing like a river, didn't it, Dolly? We'd never seen anything like it. And Cullen was on the floor when he got through. And I made a statement later before I was preaching, and I said, God set me free because one night I humbled myself in the presence of a carpet cleaner, and he prayed for me, and God set me free. And I got the sweetest note from Karen the next day and saying, sir, I would like to correct what you said. If you had humbled yourself in front of a carpet cleaner, you'd still be defeated. You humbled yourself before the carpenter of Nazareth, and he set you free. And he's the only one that can. And man, I took that note, and I just folded, and I said, God, it's true. I didn't humble myself before a carpet cleaner. I came and said, I'm a preacher that's been blessed and gifted, and I am defeated. And the enemy, the Old Testament says that the enemy says, lay down that we may run over you, the tormentors. This is the prophet speaking, Isaiah. And you become a smooth road for them to run on. It's a spirit of passivity that takes over so many Christians. They're defeated and they accept it. And they become a smooth road for the enemy to just walk on. And I'm telling you, you can look at most churches filled with people, and they're like trampled ground. They just walked on. Because the enemy has convinced them, I can walk over you. And he's just lying to you all the time. And the Lord says, I'll set you free. I'll lead you out to lead you in. I'll free you to fill you. And that's what he wants to do. And then we really need to get this real clear. I want to be your father, and I want you to be my family, and I want you to love me and one another. And herein will the world know you're my disciples, because you really love me and you really love one another. And you love, yes, your neighbor and your enemies. You don't get in bed with your enemies, but you love them. You don't have to compromise with them, but you love them. We ought to be weeping over every transgender. They're hurting. They can't find freedom by changing who they think they are. You can't get drunk enough, drugged enough, spaced enough, party enough to get free from the misery the enemy has convinced too many of you. That's where you have to live. You don't have to live there. And we don't have to beg God. When that carpet cleaner prayed for me, scared me because he rebuked the devil, and I thought people would think he's talking to me and calling me all those demonic things. But he was telling them to turn me loose and get out every tormentor, every liar, every deceiving spirit, every adverse attraction, every spirit of lust and harlotry, every wicked thought of anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. Get out of here. Get. And I'm here to tell you, they got out. And I felt nothing. He wanted to know if I felt something. Nothing. I felt nothing. And I'm a very emotional, sensual type of guy. Feeling means a lot to me. But God wants me to depend on Him and not a feeling. And He has shouted that in my spirit. Trust me, not a feeling ever. And I said, I give you the clay. And I'm telling you, a miracle occurred, didn't it, Betty?
Yes, it did.
I became such a new person. She prayed I would be, and then she started asking God to stop it because he went too far. And she said, I didn't mean that free. And then, bless her heart, she got set free. And I mean, it was glorious to see this perfect little girl get set free. So full of fear. You couldn't have gotten her to sit here on the front row and say something on television and sit by me. She'd have rather faced a firing squad. But God set her free. Look at the beauty on her. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to agree together for God to unload your boat. Just clean the house. Just clean it out. We don't have to beg it. He loves to do it. And then to fill you up. Not with a funny feeling. Not with somebody else's experience. But to all He is. I'm going to tell the enemy to get out of your house. We have authority. Dudley's going to pray. Sheila's going to pray. Betty's going to pray. I want you all to come up here and stand by me, Dudley and Sheila and Betty. And then I'm going to say to you, and by the way, I don't want one person. Just find your way up here close to me. Go ahead. It's all right. Y'all come on up here. Kind of get around me here. I want y'all up here. Now listen to me. I don't want one person to come forward because somebody else comes. I want you to come only if you say, I want him to sweep the house clean. Now you remember what he said about getting the house clean? And then he said, when the house has been swept and all the demons are out and the house is not occupied, the demon will come back, finding the unoccupied house, and bring seven more with him. And it's worse. See, when you clean house, the house needs to be occupied with the other one of the same kind that he sent to live in us. That's Holy Spirit. It's not hocus pocus. It's not spiritual pretense. So we're saying, this is your temple. Cleanse the house. Rid me of every tormenting, deceiving, harassing spirit. Every influence. Take it out. And we're going to pray that together for you. And then fill me with the Holy Spirit, just like you. And ask Him then to carry you. Not river to water to walk in, wade in, but that carries you, the stream of His will. If you want that, I want you to get up very quietly, and I want you to come and stand right here and just bow your head. We're going to pray for you. We're not coming to do something religious. We're coming to ask God to do just what we talked about. And I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable who doesn't come forward. You could be feeling like I'm exactly where I need to be. And so I'll just be praying with you and Betty and Dudley and Sheila for everybody. And I'm glad you're looking at me, because there's no reason for you to look ashamed. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If there's someone standing in front of you, I want you to lay your hand on the shoulder of the person in front of you. Those of you standing here together, hold hands with the person next to you. Doesn't matter who it is, just take the hands. All right? You're either holding somebody's hand or your hand's on somebody's shoulder. Now, we're the body of Christ. We're His family. We're going to pray for you to be set free, tell the enemy to get out, and then to fill you up, okay? You want that?
Yes.
I believe you. I like the fact you're looking at me. You don't feel ashamed, do you? Mm-hmm. You don't think if you dump garbage in front of me, you think I'd love you? You think I'd try to help you go bury it? Yes, I would. But there's somebody who can really bury it. Okay. Let's pray. Dudley, you pray.
Father, Your Word tells us that if we are to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. That's Your Word. It's backed up by heaven, backed up by Your own veracity, Your own faithfulness. So all of us standing here touching each other right now are saying, we submit to You. We acknowledge You as our God. We acknowledge You, Lord Jesus, as our Lord, as our King. We acknowledge You as the one who defeated all principalities and powers, from whom the demons get their authority. We declare that their power is broken tonight. We recognize that the devil is working with smoke and mirrors. He's lying, he's deceiving, he's accusing, he's condemning. And so it is in the name of Jesus that we come against him, the name that conquered the devil and conquered all the principalities. It's in that name that we come tonight to say the devil has no right here. And we also come to say the voice is stopped. The lies are to cease. The enemy has no right to accuse those who have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I declare you standing here, you are forgiven of your sins.
Yes.
You are justified by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You have been set free from the captor of exile. There is no demonic power that has a name stronger than the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So it is over. It's with that name that we stand against every name. Name of diseases, name of conditions, name the name of accusation, the name of perversion, the name of hatred, the name of bitterness. All of those things that are works of darkness, the name of Jesus is stronger and displaces it right now in Jesus' name.
Sheila, would you pray?
And Father, I pray right now for my sisters. Lord, we come in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. We thank You that on the cross You defeated the enemy once and forever. You said, it is finished.
Yes.
It is done. So now as an act of faith, we drop every lie that the enemy has whispered to us. We drop every label He's placed on us. We are not divorced. We are not an adulteress. We are not a drunkard. We are not a drug addict. We are not the woman who had the abortion. We're not the woman who had the affair. And we drop all these labels at the foot of the cross. And we say, I am a daughter of the King of Kings.
Yes.
That's my identity. I am a daughter of the King of Kings, and we who look to You will have no shame. We will look to You and we will be radiant because we are Your beloved daughters.
Yes.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
I want to pray for those that might be paralyzed with the spirit of fear. And Lord, I ask you right now just to remove that spirit of fear that did not come from you. We know who it came from, the enemy. And we just stand against it right now in the blessed name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to pour your peace that passes all understanding all over your children right now, Lord Jesus. And fear don't ever come back again. We tell you to get out and to stay out and fill our hearts with your word and your armor, God, that will make us strong and bold, that we may be able to stamp out the enemy and be fearless for your name and your glory in Jesus' name.
And Father, I pray for every man here to understand what it is to become your son, a man after your heart. Father, I pray you will heal the hearts of fathers and the hearts of men and those who felt a spirit of fatherlessness and they feel they failed. I'm asking you to heal the hurt, remove the sense of failure, and I'm asking you to cleanse the house and ask you to make these men truly men of God, strong men, full of love, full of courage and compassion, a holy boldness. And God, give them the capacity to love as you love the church, to be able to love their wife, to love their family, their children, their enemies, the people they work with. And God, I ask you to make them faithful witnesses in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every person standing here is presenting to you their temple to be cleansed and filled with your Holy Spirit. Satan, I command you to get your hands off God's property. I command every foul, tormenting, harassing, deceiving spirit, harassing every one of these believers, get your hands off God's property in the name of Jesus. Loose them in the name of Jesus right now. Turn them loose. Turn their minds loose, their emotions loose. Release them from your accusations, from your deception. Release them and God, heal them of all of the effect of the deceiver and the accuser, all the damage that he's inflicted. Yes. And we ask you to so cleanse us and so free us that we become a vessel that can be filled to overflowing with your spirit of love and joy and peace and all that you offer us freely. I want you to say after me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
You are my Father.
You are my Father.
And you really do love me.
And you really do love me.
Now fill me with your love.
Now fill me with your love.
I command every tormenting spirit.
I command every tormenting spirit.
To turn me loose.
To turn me loose.
And get off God's property.
Get off God's property.
I will not give you my mind.
I will not give you my mind.
I will not give you any part of my life.
I will not give you any part of my life.
I will walk over you.
I will walk over you.
Like dust.
Like dust.
Like serpents and scorpions under my feet.
Like serpents and scorpions under my feet.
I fear no evil.
I fear no evil.
Because you are the deliverer.
Because you are the deliverer.
And you're my strength.
You are my strength.
The Lord in whom I trust.
The Lord in whom I trust.
Now fill me with your spirit.
Now fill me with your spirit.
Your love.
Your love.
Your joy.
Your joy.
Your peace.
Your peace.
Your patience,
your patience,
your kindness,
your gentleness,
and make me faithful,
and
give me self-control for your glory and your kingdom purpose. Now look up here at me. We're a family.
Amen.
We've got a perfect Father.
Amen.
And we're here on a divine assignment.
Amen.
And we want Him to fulfill His will.
Yes.
I don't think any of us have any idea what He's about to do mm-hmm. with yielded clay. Mm-hmm. Now you remember, when we come to God, we don't come making deals.
Right.
We don't come saying, I do this so you do that. Mm-hmm. No, we come to say, Thy will be done mm-hmm. because your kingdom has come in me.
Yes.
And then we go out to do it.
Yes.
Lord, I pray with all my heart you experience that freedom. Galatians 5:1 is for freedom. Christ set us free. And you know, Betty, when we find freedom, we want to share it. When we're blessed, we want to bless others. One of the greatest blessings that Betty and I have ever experienced is reaching out and touching someone with the love of God, someone that thought no one would ever notice. What's happening in Africa, and especially in South Sudan, is one of the most horrible sights in human history. Right now, the UN is reporting that we may be facing the greatest crisis of starvation since the UN was founded. So that means like more than 50 years ago. It is critical. And I want you to look and please, I mean, with the eyes of Jesus, I want you to look in on the setting, knowing that the love of God flowing through us is the solution. Please, please be a channel of blessing through which God can freely flow a miracle of His transforming love. Watch closely and realize you are the answer. You really are. Watch.
Deep in the heart of Africa, there's a crisis. In the developing nation of South Sudan, fighting has continued and driven thousands from the only homes they've ever known. Food shortages and malnutrition are problems that Life Outreach has seen before.
Since the day these children were born, they've known nothing but a country at war. They've known nothing but living in a situation where every day is a fight for food. It's an existence of pain, suffering, and sorrow, not a life of joy, not a life of excitement, not a life of anticipation.
We're here. We've made the arduous journey to get to this child so that we can win the war against starvation and save this precious child's life.
Through the compassion of viewers, millions of lives have already been saved by our mission feeding program.
No child should be held back in their lives because they didn't get the food, the nourishment they needed when they were small. I mean, if it's a long enough period, they never recover from it. And that's the whole kind of nucleus of the meaning of stepping in the name of Jesus and helping these kids.
Today I'm sitting here in South Sudan. I've met a lot of people here who have had to flee their villages. They've been driven from their homes. They still have a challenge of daily eating and survival. They need food.
These children are on the brink of mass starvation. They're in urgent need of the same proven solution that's already saved so many. Help us set an example of the difference God's people can make in a suffering world. Help us save a child's life.
And with all my heart, I believe you want to. Betty, I want you to pray that God will enable me to communicate His heart to our viewers. Please, please listen to me. You really are the answer to someone's prayer. You're the miracle. Miracles still happen. And God says that He wants to shape us to be a vessel of honor. That's what the Master Potter does. He wants a family through whom He blesses the families of the world. Well, that would certainly include the famished. Love speaks louder than words when it's in action, when we love not just in word, but in deed. I'm telling you, I have watched the miracle of God's love flowing through people just like you. You can look at those missionaries. You can listen to Peter Pretorius or Ralph Doan, our mission overseer, who goes all over the world overseeing our incredible outreaches. And you see those people and say, well, thank God for them. They would not be there. No matter how much compassion they're filled with, you send them, you keep them there, and you give them the wherewithal to be the miracle those people need. We can save their lives. We can point them to Jesus. It works. It changes everything. Would you right now, please, go online, or would you dial that number? Would you take your bank card, and I mean use it like a check, and make the greatest gift you can possibly make, because you're in fact giving the greatest gift of all. You're giving people life. You're giving them a chance. Please, right now, if you can give $30, $50, or $100 to touch the lives of 3, 5, or 10 children and save them, if you could give $1,000 and change everything for 100 children, please do so. We're sending you some gifts to help you grow in your spiritual life, but you're becoming the miracle those people are desperate for. You are, in fact, their only source of hope, their only source of help. Will you please be the answer, not only to their heart cry, but to the compassion that fills the heart of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Please, make the gift God put on your heart.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique. With all of our previous reserves gone and Mission Feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you My Daily Word Devotional. This box set of 4 seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
I'm praying for many of you to give $1,000 or more and get this incredibly beautiful bronze, the Determined Eagle. We also will be sending you, for your own devotional life, the seasonal devotional, fabulous, Carrie Jobe, The Garden, and the story of it. And if you know, we've been talking about Living Amazed, even Amazing Freedom. If you'd like to have the book, Living Amazed, and you just help us give amazing grace to these precious children and their families, just ask for the book if you'd like to have it. We'd be glad to send it to you. So Betty and I join together in saying thank you so much for your help, for your love. God bless you.
You can't understand freedom until you even understand your captivity.
Discovering you are free. Tomorrow on Life Today with Sheila Walsh and Rebecca Lyons. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.